Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's important to, for women to be comfortable where you're at in life. And This is going to laugh. You know, I love to talk. Ladies, it's okay if you're not married. It's okay if you didn't have a child. It's okay when you go to those fundraisers and you're sitting with the single ladies. That's not your story.
Yeah.
Your story is your story.
Yeah.
Do it well, though, and embrace and be happy that you're here.
Hi, guys. Stella Ringer here, your chief of Aging Fabulous, and welcome to season 3 of Zeal, Aging Redefined, the podcast. Can you guys believe it's season 3? Now, you know at Zeal, we're here to talk about the aging journey, debunk the myths. You know, we're just going to talk about how we embrace and celebrate aging because we always want to inspire women to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. So we've got a guest here today that you guys are going to love. She is an entrepreneur. She is a community leader. She is a mom slash auntie. So we're going to talk about that as well. But let me introduce you guys to Miss Marlo Hampton. Hi, Marlo.
Hi. It looks amazing to be here today. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you for being here, too. I just so appreciate you taking the time.
Can I not be here?
Because I know you're a busy lady. So please note, I'm grateful for you being
never
here.
Never too busy for you.
So thank you.
Nice
thank
to have
you.
A heart-to-heart fashion for it talk.
Oh, yes. As you know, I love you and your fashion.
And I love yours as
well.
As
many people do. Y'all know you love Marlo on the fashion. Right. Yes. Yes. So tell us, Marlo, I know, you know, people know you from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but you have such an awesome story to tell even beyond that. So tell us about Marlo. What should we know?
Oh, Lord, about Marlo. It's so much to know. But let me just start talking.
Yeah.
So about Marlo, we're going to take it all the way back.
Okay.
Marlo was raised, I was born in Clearwater, Florida. Left home at age 10. I ran away at age 10 due to my mother fought with substance abuse. So from Clearwater, I went to St. Petersburg, Florida. I was in 5 different foster homes during that time from Clearwater to St. Pete. The 5th foster home was Ari Homes. That was the foster home where I just found love, true love, what family was supposed to be, what a mother was supposed to teach you, be there with you. Now, during that time, though, you know, before I found my 5th foster home, I got into trouble. You know, I was running around mad at the world, thinking everybody owed me something, hadn't been raised by my real mother or family. And my foster grandmother, she loved me to death, Stella. Well, like this lady, her kids, she had like 4 or 5 grandkids.
Yeah.
One went to Howard, another was the top of a nurse. But it still was like it wasn't enough love, though, for me. Because I still had to get out there in the streets and be bad. And I'm mad at you. And, you don't understand me. You too bougie. You don't get it because I'm straight from the hood.
Right, right.
So that caused me to go to jail. I was incarcerated for 6 months. And after that, she came and she said, look, I understand what your mom did. I understand what such and such did. But what do you want to do?
That's right.
And I knew this lady loved me. And I'm like, Lord, if I mess around and lose out on her, I'm done. So I was like, look, I got here, moved to Atlanta. And it's been over since then. It's been up since then, as they would say.
Awesome.
So it was just a lot, though. Like coming up, it was a lot. But I just thank God that I did bump into a foster mom, a foster grandmother who really took me in and just loved me as if I was her own. And I'm sure you've seen, I post her all the time. Ari, she was 103 when she passed.
Oh, my God.
Ari Holmes, yeah, she was an Aquarius like me.
Okay.
So you know she was amazing. Right? But she was great. So then I came here to Atlanta. That's been, over 20 years ago. Born hustler.
Yeah.
I've always worked in retail. I worked for Arden-B to Neiman Marcus. I worked at Nordstrom's. I worked at Blue Jeans.
I remember Blue Jeans.
I worked at Blue Jeans. I worked at BB.
You remember BB? I remember BB.
So one day I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get me some cards printed up. Mm-hmm. And I wrote on the cards, I had printed up on the cards, if your fashion isn't becoming to you, you should be coming to me. Mm. So I would be at that Lenox Mall passing out them. This one, Lenox, was amazing then.
Yeah.
I would pass out those cards everywhere. And I ended up styling people from Young Jock and his wife. I've styled so many people. Mm-hmm. I even ended up opening a boutique.
Okay.
My girlfriend Heather and I was my best friend. Mm-hmm. We opened a boutique at Perimeter Mall. It was called The Red Carpet.
Okay.
And some of the who's who used to shop mm-hmm. with us. We had Eva shop with mm-hmm. us. We had Toria Wright shop with us. Jazzy Faye. We had these amazing candles.
Uh-huh.
I was just ahead of my time, I feel sometimes.
Yeah, you were.
Like, mm-hmm. I was so ahead of the time. But it was a great experience. Yeah. It was like coming here to look girl from St. Pete. And, you know, me and hubby getting together and we're opening this store. And then what happened from there? Then this one, my life changed again. Mm-hmm. At the mall, at the boutique, one day mm-hmm. I was standing up mm-hmm. and this guy would always come by and look at us. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who is this white mm-hmm. man looking at us? Because, you know, think about it. Back then, Perimeter yeah. Mall, two black girls having a store, yeah. that was rare.
That was,
Dunwoody.
Yeah, it was rare.
So long story short, that's the guy I met and who I dated. And it was not Ted Turner, y'all.
Good Lord. It's
not Ted Turner.
I know. They were saying that it wasn't me. So
you heard it from Marlo.
It was not Ted Turner. So that's when I met Princess. You know Princess, who had the credit for Bravo. She sold them the show, I think, from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She discovered Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
You probably don't know, but I was approached to be mm-hmm. on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I'm like, no, I'm dating a wealthy guy. I'm not coming over there. I'm fine. I'm just getting money, living my life. No, thank you. Goodbye. So then a year or two later, they came back around. I'm like, okay, what's going on now? I'm not dating
him
now.
Let's talk a little more.
You want me on TV? Yes. Let me come be fabulous. So at the time, I don't need the money. Mm-hmm. I'm just having fun. And I'm like, you know what? This would be fun. Yeah. Wear my fashions, go mm-hmm, on the show mm-hmm. with these girls. I hear everyone talking about this show.
Yeah.
The little black girl from St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm going to be a celebrity, girl. I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be famous. So it's going to be fun. Baby, did I not know it wasn't as fun as it was as I expected it to be? Mm-hmm. But I don't regret it though.
That's good.
I don't regret it.
Because everything is a learning and a growth period.
It definitely is. And I mean, when I went back home to visit, I was somebody. I was Oprah when I went to St. Petersburg, Florida. So like I had made it. Mm-hmm. So to someone else, it was like, wow. But it was a learning lesson because, I mean, you did get to see the size of Marlo that was like, okay. Yeah. But then Eden helped out with that a lot as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of people didn't get to see this side of Marlo.
Right.
And I just feel you're filming 10 to 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You see a show for 1 hour.
Yeah.
1 hour with six ladies. So how could you possibly get to know who Marlo is, who Marlo truly is.
Yeah.
So that's really about it. So just now, this is Marlo here figuring it out. And
well, I love your story. Love your story. And tell us, Marlo, like the experience that you went through as it relates to foster care, etc. How has that shaped you into the woman that you are now?
How has it shaped me into the woman I am now? One thing, I'm not ashamed of my story. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are. And they're kind of uncomfortable some when I talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, that's my story.
Exactly.
Like, if your story is totally opposite from mine, it's interesting to me. Like, wow, you had your mom and dad. Mm-hmm. You grew up with them. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it shaped me just to be the strong person I am, just to love myself.
Yeah.
As you know, I walk in any room by myself. Mm-hmm. I hold my head up high. I'm going to have on 5-inch heels. And it's just to live and learn from your mistakes and just know you have to think before you do things and don't be ashamed of where you came from. Just know where you're going. It doesn't matter where I came from. It's where I'm going.
Where you're going. Amen. Amen. So Marlo, Zeal is all about eradicating the myths around women and aging. I think from a society perspective, when we age, it's like, oh, maybe you're devalued now, or maybe you're not as pretty as you used to be. Just negativity. But when men age, they're more distinguished and they're powerful, etc. So my vision, again, is to ensure that women understand that we can embrace and celebrate aging. And it's always like a mindset shift is the first thing. There are a lot of things we can do. Physical movement, menopause, talk about all the things that happen. But mindset, in my opinion, like is key. So tell me about, you know, just shifting mindsets as you've gone through, you know, moving here to Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta, being an entrepreneur. So tell us about that, the shift. How have you shifted? as you've grown older?
I just go with the punches. I just go with the time. I feel aging is an amazing thing. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's like some fine wine.
Yes.
I just go with it. And one thing I'm big on too is I hate when people say, oh, when you get older, you shouldn't dress this way or you shouldn't show your body.
Right.
Baby, if you got the body and you want to show it, show your damn body.
If you've got it.
If you got it, yes. Whatever you having it to you, do it. And I just feel you have to embrace it because guess what? That's what we do. We get older.
Half
these men look a mess aging. And then they're trying to go get something younger. So embrace it. I think we look damn good.
Oh, we look awesome.
I think these 40s and up is doing
that.
I know we can stand next to a lot of 20 and 30-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. You know, even the little guys in the gym, I have to tell them.
The little young guys be looking at us.
I'm old enough to be your mom.
And especially since Michael Williams. I'm like, baby, okay, no, now. I'm 49. I'm like, what? That's what I'm saying. So I just feel, embrace it, ladies.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting older. Everyone's aging. Just age gracefully and fabulous.
Right.
And wear your Daisy Dukes if you want to. Put on a third piece, though, girl, because it's a little more fashion forward.
Right, exactly. Put a little kimono on.
Embrace it and say it loud.
Yeah.
Say it loud. I'm 49.
And I'm 60.
And I'm 49. We fine, baby. Yes. Hello.
We are.
And healthy.
Exactly. And that's the thing, like living well. And to me, and this was one of our guests, she talked about living well, which I really, really resonated with me because to me, when you live well, it shows inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is true. And I think it's important to for women to be comfortable where you're at in life. And this is going a little off. You know, I love to talk. Ladies, it's okay if you're not married.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you didn't have a child.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay when you go to those fundraisers and you're sitting with the single ladies. That's not your story.
Yeah.
Your story is your story.
Yeah.
Do it well, though.
Mm-hmm.
And embrace and be happy that you're here.
Yes.
So that's so important to me, though, because people are looking. I walk right in the restaurant. One. Because I go by myself and eat.
I will.
And I'm looking at half of them like, y'all ain't happy. Y'all miserable. And then there's some that are happy.
Right.
Embrace your story. Be confident. Hold your head up. And I try and instill that in my foster care girls, Michael and William. My story is different from your story.
That's right.
But just have a good heart.
Yes.
Have morals and values.
Yes.
And you're good.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of Michael and William, I know the last time we talked, you were dropping one of them off at college.
I was dropping Michael off to Howard.
Yes. So tell me about that transition in life.
Lord.
What was it, 2019?
That was, look, Stella, from what we were just saying earlier, me telling you I was raised in foster care, mm-hmm. five different foster homes.
Mm-hmm.
And who would ever think now from 2019, what is this, 2025?
Mm-hmm.
I just dropped Michael off at college.
Mm.
You know, 2019, mm-hmm. these little boys came to me.
Yeah.
I'm answering the phone. Hey, auntie, can you come pick us up? I'm like, okay, I'm having bunion surgery. I'm standing at the W and Buckhead in the penthouse. I'm like, oh, I can go get them. Because I'm the best auntie.
Yeah, you're the best auntie.
Get you a PlayStation, get some new shoes. So I had my friend at the time drive me over to pick them up. Okay. 2 weeks, then I'm like, what's going on?
They're still there.
Wait a minute, it's 2025. I didn't drop one off at college. Like, what happened with this pickup? So, but it was tough. I won't sit here and laugh like it wasn't. It was at a point I was like, I can't do this. Y'all got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the world crucified me for saying it, but I was so real. They had to go at the time. I was so used to being single, doing me, being selfish. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was because I was a single parent, but I was a great aunt.
Right.
But full time, I got to talk to doctors. I got to talk to school teachers. You got to tell me if something going on wrong down there. I'm about to scream. I'm like, what? You stink? You musky? You dirty up the house?
Oh, now that's the boys.
People don't tell the real stuff.
Yeah.
They just, my God, being a parent is just so beautiful. It's beautiful, but it's a lot when you get into your late 30s, early 40s, and you just get these two boys. And it's like, okay. This is your job full time. Yeah. But I will say I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world.
Yeah. And how did you help them with the transition?
You know what? We helped each other.
Okay.
I think my main thing, once I was like, hey, it was a time, like I said earlier, when I was just like, y'all, I can't do it. I'm done. Mm-hmm. So they went back over to my mom's house for like a week and a half, 2 weeks mm-hmm. after I cried like a baby. I'm like, let me go get my babies. So I went and got them back and I'm like, look, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'm willing to give you a try, you and your brother, the same way Ari Holmes took me in and my godmother, mm-hmm. Mildred, took me in and loved me unconditionally. I'm going to do the same. But I need y'all to help me.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out.
Yeah.
So it was rough, but we got it together. I mean, a lot of yelling, cursing, hugging, crying, praying, God, cocktails. Yeah. We're here now.
Whole nine, y'all.
The whole nine. But I mean, it's just, it feels great to just say, I just dropped him off at college.
Yeah.
At Howard
That's
University.
That's an awesome accomplishment.
I didn't have anyone doing homework with me, dropping mm-hmm. me off at college mm-hmm. and another state.
Yeah.
Paying tuition. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it feels good.
Well, that was, you know, commendable, you know, of you taking them in and they were family and just helping them grow. Yeah. And
I needed them too, though. As much as they mm-hmm. needed me, I needed them as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing, though. It was different, but a great thing. No, because when I think about it, I'm like, wow, I really did.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Just pat myself on the back.
How's he adjusting?
Oh, too comfortable. Too damn comfortable. Can I curse on here?
You can.
Too comfortable. He just called earlier about some money. He didn't call yesterday. He's like, mm-hmm. Auntie, I missed one day calling home. I'm like, I don't care. I don't call about nothing if you don't call every day.
I need to hear from you. I need
and
to hear your
like,
voice.
Marlo, let them adjust. They're not going to call you every day. Mm-hmm. They're busy. Yeah. I'm like, well, they're not busy when they need something, though.
Yeah, I went through that with my son. Like,
so is that normal?
I think it's not because they're in a new surrounding.
It's been a month
and
now.
They enjoy it. And it's like, oh, you forgot to call mom?
Yes.
Like, oh, mom, I was so busy. I had to go to class and then I had to go to practice. And then I had, I'm like,
and then
okay,
I'm petty.
I'm going to give you a little grace.
I ain't
going
to answer when you don't call in a couple of days. I'm just petty. Like, now who's the adult? Okay, Marlo, let me just meet you up a little. Hey, what's up? No, but my baby's doing good. He just came home.
Oh, nice.
He just came home for Labor Day.
Okay.
So it was so exciting to see him. I cooked for him. I made fish.
Okay.
We had a good time, though.
Good. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, Marlo, the entertainment industry mm-hmm. and women as we age in that okay. particular industry. And I know sometimes the priority is to kind of focus on the youth side of women. But how did you successfully and now still successfully navigating that from an entertainment standpoint?
Oh, like I said earlier, I would say youth is an mm-hmm. amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aging is a beautiful thing. And I, as you know, people are going to, like, say right now with the show I was on,
mm-hmm.
it went to, oh, maybe they're transitioning. They're getting some younger people in. Mm-hmm. You just have to grow with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to embrace it. You look good. You can't age. It's just a number, like
yes.
I said.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad about it. Just mm-hmm. be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that you're here and good mm-hmm. good friends and just embrace it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
embrace it. It's something that we have to realize. We're getting older, ladies. We are. But we're getting older and fabulous.
That's
and wiser.
Right. We're getting better. Well, like,
we're
why?
Getting better. I feel like I'm so much more confident.
That's right.
Not young and dumb. Yeah. Just living my good life. And that's all that matters. The main thing you need to worry about is some money in your bank, some good credit, and just live your life. Be healthy. Go do your checkups.
Yes. And tell us a few, like, of your regimens as it relates to, like, for Zeal, it's mind, body, beauty, fashion. Those are, like, our communication pillars. So mm-hmm. what are some things that you do as, again, as you mature?
One thing I will say, I feel dressing up is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you got $5 in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, mm-hmm. get your, put on some heels, mm-hmm. feel good.
Yes.
And I will tell you, when I was raised in foster care, my mother is who I get fashion from, even though it was from the Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
I always dress different in school.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to those Goodwills, have on stockings,
yeah.
ruffle dresses. Maybe I felt like I had $1 million. I always knew God yeah. had some kind of plan for
me. Right, right.
So I feel dress up, ladies. Dress up. You don't have to be designer. Just dress up and feel good. I don't care if you're going to McDonald's. Just dress up.
That's right. That's
so
right.
when you can, because it makes you feel good with your hair, your
mm-hmm.
nails,
mm-hmm.
just taking care of yourself. And
that's
if you
right.
can't go get your hair done, it's a way nowadays you can go buy a wig for $40.
Mm-hmm.
You can go get the little press-ons that you
yep.
just press on your nails. So you can definitely look fabulous.
Yeah.
So do it for you.
Yeah. Do it. And that's the important thing. Like, do it for you.
Do it for
whatever
you.
Makes you smile. you should do.
Don't worry about what no one else is doing, what no man says.
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't wear this. Or, oh, I don't like weave. Okay, well, you met me with weave. Do you like it? No, seriously, because yeah, you would meet men and
like,
oh, you too this. So I don't like weave.
Okay, well,
okay, but that's
keep
what
moving.
You keep moving.
Yeah.
And there'll be moving. 9 times out of 10 messing with somebody with a head full of weave and have you looking basic and plain. So get your weave if you want it.
Now, what about, Marlo, misconceptions around aging? What do you think is one of just the most misconceptions about women in aging?
That there's an age for what you could wear. You shouldn't show your body. You shouldn't show your boobs. Like I said earlier, wear what you want to wear. Wear what you're comfortable with. It's never made sense. She too old to wear that. How the hell, what book say you too old to wear something? What book
exactly.
says
I agree
that?
With you.
I'm like, there. I'm just so confused. You too old to wear it? No.
Who says?
I don't know. So wear what you want, ladies. It's your body. Wear what you want and what makes you feel good.
Yes. Yes. So we are going to move to our fun transition of crush the negativity.
Okay.
So that's kind of our little rapid fire where I'll say something that society has deemed negative around women and aging. And then I want you to flip the script and say something positive. So an example of that is kind of back to what you said earlier, like you're too old to be sexy now. Well, sexy doesn't have an expiration date.
Okay.
So that's my flip the script.
Okay.
Because you can be sexy at any age because what people have to realize, sexiness starts inside.
Absolutely.
And then it just conveys on the outside as well.
That's so true.
So here we go, Marlo. Here we
and
go.
So wait, before you get started, you know, I'm going to cut you off too again.
Uh-uh.
It's so funny with you saying that because I told you about my girls in foster care.
Yes.
And I always tell them that as well.
Yes.
You have to just feel good and comfortable in who you are. And they just don't get it. So, oh, I'm in foster care. I don't have this. Like I said earlier, it's the nails, taking care of yourself. Just feel good. Own it, young ladies. Even the young women, even though sometimes they'll call us, oh, but they're insecure as well.
Yeah, they may not be as common. So tell me about Glam It Up.
I didn't tell you about Glam It Up. Oh my God. Yeah. Wait for your game. I got to tell you about Glam It Up.
Yeah. We'll come back to the game.
So Glam It Up, I started Glam It Up once I got my platform. Cause I'm like, you know what? God gave me this large platform.
Yeah.
I have to get on here and say something positive and show the world. Cause foster care is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It is here. It's here. And we need more people to help the girls in foster care. I was there.
Yeah.
So with my nonprofit, I've taken the girls to games. I've taken the girls to 5-star restaurants to teach them your dinner fork, your salad fork.
Yeah.
We just did an event at Neiman Marcus.
Okay.
And we had some amazing people come in and speak to them. We had Emily from the Hawks. We had Catherine Bruton from BMI just to show them just because you're in foster care, that's not going to stop where you're going, baby. And it's so good when I speak to them because when I was growing up in foster care, remember I told you I'd be mad at the world.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Stella, you can't tell me nothing. You're sitting over here bougie. I tell these girls, okay, I was in 5 different foster homes. I was abused. My mother was on substance abuse. So now, and now we're sitting here at Neiman Marcus celebrating you this Christmas, celebrating you for prom. So it's just something I will always do. It's something I always do. I'm always give back. Let them call me. Just let them know the world is yours, baby girl. And you deserve it. Because this foster care is just a little bump in the road, but baby, great things.
God's got some great things.
Oh, he got some
store.
Great things.
And then the girls are how old? Does it vary?
The girls are from 13 to where they age out. And when I say age out, you can age out at 18. You can age out at 17.
Okay.
But you can also go into independent living. So when you turn 18, you can say, hey, I'm not really ready to go out on my own. Because really, it's like bye. So if you go into this program called independent living, you work and they help you with your rent. They help you take classes because at 18, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah. But see, you're helping them along the way now.
Definitely.
So
give
they
back.
Will
prom. I've done so many different things with my Glam It Up girls. You have to look it up and follow.
Yes. Yes, so, I will. I will.
Heart.
And if you need anything just for me.
Definitely. Anything you ever want to do for ladies and for girls, young girls.
Yeah.
I definitely will.
Sounds good. And then also your entrepreneurship, your store.
I have a showroom called La Archive. I've had that now like 4 or 5 years. And that's where you can come and rent designer rentals. So amazing pieces. You need to come over there because we have those D&G earrings.
Okay,
so you could have rented those from the archive. We have Fendi, Chanel. We have hats, bracelets, necklaces, anything to jazz up your wardrobe. your outfit. So it's over at Shops of Buckhead, number 18, La Archive. But you definitely have to come and see it. You will have an amazing time.
I will. Cool. Yeah. All right. So we're going to get back to the game.
Back to the game.
And close it out with Marlo, guys. So, all right, Marlo, first word or two words. Your past your prime.
Your past your prime. Oh, Lord. See, I'm here trying to rap with you. Your past your prime. Baby, I'm just getting started on prime time.
Yes, I love that. I love
this
that.
Prime time.
Yeah. One of the other guests mentioned, too, like, oh, I'm just getting started.
I'm just getting started, baby. Pass.
That's right. Remember, ladies, this
I am the spotlight.
We're just getting started. That's right. That's right. Okay. Fine lines. I see you have a few fine lines.
Oh, Lordy. Say? When people say, I see you have a few fine lines, Lord Jesus, let me be a little classy and not try and read it. I see you have a few fine lines. And can you read these curse words in between them?
I can follow. Okay.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay. And then lastly, I would say you're invisible. I don't see you anymore as you've matured.
I don't see you. No, you see me. I don't know. I'm not good with this.
No, you are great.
So you're washed out. I don't see you're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. So you must be blind. Mm. You must be blind. You have to be blind because
I love that one.
This? How can you,
how
not
can
see
you
this?
Miss it? That's right. And I love what you said blind. Earlier, like you'll walk in the room by yourself with confidence. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
You have to. Seriously, you have to walk in. And that's a lot. It's sometimes you'll get in that little sunken place and it's like, look, I want to eat at a 5-star restaurant. I want to go out. Mm-hmm. Dress up and go.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And last one is finish this sentence for me.
Oh,
Aging
is amazing. Mm. Aging is beauty.
Yes.
Aging is awesome.
Yes.
Aging
I
is,
love it.
Oh, it's epic.
All the words. I love that one. Yes. Aging is
it's
epic.
It's iconic.
Epic and iconic, ladies.
Aging so. Epic and iconic.
Well, thank you, Marlo. I really, really appreciate it. This was fun. This
well,
was
next
fun.
Time I need more than 30 minutes.
Yes. We need
you to see, I'd be all over the place. I can't stay on track.
It.
I want to talk about everything.
You were perfect. You were perfect. So there you go, Zeal family. Marlo Hampton, she dropped some great, great advice for us as we go through this aging journey. So we'll see you next week on season 3 of Zeal, Aging Redefined, the podcast. Bye.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.